Easy to come down.
Every Tuesday night.
Radio CUC English.
Now I'm gonna say, see, countdown is what I'm bumming to. Music we love, we shatter with you. Say, woo, woo,
woo,
woo, it's for you.
For you.
Music love us, it's gone to get ya. So on the radio, we shout our love is into. Music Fest is waiting for you.
I'm Connie.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Melinda.
I'm Kate.
I'm Aspirin.
I'm Scarlett.
I'm Betty.
I'm Grimace.
Hi, fellows. Welcome to today's top five. I'm Jan.
I'm Melinda.
Today, five pieces. As usual, we bring you another feeling.
So, Jan, have you watched the film Guardians of the Galaxy?
Of course. You mean I Am Groot?
Yes, I love that guy. Cute, honest, and most importantly, he has a spirit of devotion.
I agreed. I love him too. And not only in the movie, the soundtrack of it also attracted me. Top number five, Pick Down a Feeling from Blue Sweet. You must remember that.
Of course, it's Blue Sweet's most successful one in their only two albums. The band was formed in 1973 and only been active for about 2 years.
I don't know much about the band. I usually care the songs more, just like the other song from the movie. Top number four, Come and Get Your Love. I don't know the band too, but the song led me to know more about the singer. Red Boom, an old-time rock band, appeared around the 1970s. The singer of the band is American Indian.
Wow, extraordinary. You know, I surely like the style of that music. Let's enjoy it.
Well, the next song is also from a sweet movie. Number 3, Way Back Into Love by Hugh Grant. The actor in the movie, music and lyrics, is also the theme of it. You will know how important music are for film.
I've been living with a shadow overhead. I've been sleeping with a cloud above my bed. I've been lonely for so long. Trapped in the past, I just can't seem to move on.
I've been hiding all my hopes and dreams away, just in case I ever need them again someday. I've been setting aside time to clear a little space in the corners of my mind.
All I wanna do is find a way back into love. I can make it true without a way back into love.
Absolutely. Okay, top number two, New Soul. You may be familiar with this rhythm. You know why it is sung in Apple's advertisement, sung by Yu Naimi, a French singer. A soft, happy piece. Hope you like it.
Hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. But since I came here, felt the joy and the fear, finding myself making it.
Well, the last one from German. Snappy. A cute nursery rhythm imaginable. You can't refuse it. In fact, Snappy is a cartoon crocodile. If I can show you his picture, you will remember it.
Ah, I know it. I keep a model with me when I was a child, so you know how I like it. Okay, no more words, just listen.
Snappy, 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 Snappy. Snappy, das kleine Krokodil, hab scharfe Zähne und darf von Gletscher fliehen. Ich schnapp mir, was ich schnappen kann. Ja, ich schnapp zu, weil ich das so gut kann. Fliehna, Snappy, 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 Snapp. Fliehna, Snappy, 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 Snapp.
Wow, amazing song. Bet you guys have the same feeling with me. Anyway, that's all for today's Top 5. Hope all you guys enjoyed it. I'm Jan.
I'm Melinda.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Hi guys, welcome back to Great Tip, where we share some of the greatest music creations or even parodies happening on YouTube. I'm Naomi.
And I'm Gloria. Last episode we talked about the famous a cappella group Pentatonix. Once again, they are amazing. So Naomi, what are we going to introduce this time?
Today is a little bit different. We are not introducing a group or a singer. We are introducing a viral music creation. Gloria, have you heard of Rap Battle before?
No, but it sounds so fun, and I'm sure the audience are just as curious as I am. What really is it?
Well, today I'm introducing Prince's Rap Battle. It started by Whitney Avalon, a YouTube star.
Oh, I know her. I have watched her video about viral music, and I remember there was a lyric mentioning how pale her skin is. It's hilarious.
And that is how she started this rap battle. She thought Snow White is just as pale as herself. So she created a battle between Snow White and Elsa. And it went super viral and popular. Let's hear some of it.
Snow White versus Elsa. Let the rap battle begin!
It's not lame that my aim here's to tell you the truth. I'll hit it out of the park like my name is Babe Ruth. Got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The fact that you can't claim the same is really a shame. I'm the original princess. You're a copy of a copy. I am porcelain and perfect, and your floppy hair is sloppy. I'm fragile but agile, rarely cross. I am sweet. You can tweet. I'm a treat like a boss.
Who the hell are you to step to me? An aimless airhead with a vitamin D deficiency? You got no skills because you're focused on your looks. And let's get to what was up with you and those seven schnooks.
Hi-ho.
I've heard you sing. It's a high-pitched chirp. You dopey.
You're grumpy.
You're a bashful twerp. That squeaky meek demeanor is an awful choice. I can drown you out right now with my powerful voice.
Oh, hey.
You should know that's not singing, you're just yelling. At least now I can't hear the mean lies you're telling. You could have grieved with your sister from the start, but no, you're the one who's really got a frozen heart. You were selfish and deluded when it comes down to it. Had the chance to do better, but like a porn star, you blew it. As for your powers, they're hardly legit. You built a whole castle with nowhere to sit. Does it really count as magic if when you let it go? The only thing that moves is ice and snow. I talk to animals and it always impresses. You're just a blonde snowblower in sparkly dresses.
That's right, manipulating snow. I'm the best at that game, which means you're under my control, because that's your stupid name. And who eats an apple a stranger gives ya? And who needs a man to save and kiss ya? I'm savvy, strong, single, and so independent. You're the weakest role model, why I am transcendent. You're a forgotten bygone, yes, time is the cruelest. I'm the newest, the boldest, and literally the coolest. So step aside and hide, go find a cottage to clean. You're one ditzy princess, I'm a motherfucking queen.
Oh my god, it's awesome! I like how ironic the lines are to the princesses, and I have to say, they're all on point. And I really like how she used the newest princess versus the old-time princess.
Yes, and speaking of that, while shooting the video, they want the comparison to stand out more. So at Snow White's side, they have Sleeping Beauty, Aurora, and Cinderella. And at Elsa's side, she has Tiana and Princess Merida.
I can't wait to see another video of it. How about this? Cinderella versus Belle.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land, there was a princess. Rap battle! Cinderella versus Belle. Let the rap battle begin.
Another princess in my shadow come to covet my crown. You clowns want to throw down with the best in a gown. I'm the legendary story of rags to riches. Rhyme sharper than a needle and I'm giving out stitches. Huh. Like a wilting rose, you can't step to my flows. These girls are tripping, did they cut off their toes? I deserve all the praise for the foot fetish craze. I got itty bitty kicks, but legs for days. Let's look at your mentality, Freud loves your abnormality. The Stockholm Syndrome story, beauty and the bestiality. Of course you're bitter, I'm the number one star. Pumpkin carriage, perfect marriage, no one cares who you are.
What's my name?
Belle.
What's it mean?
Beauty.
I'm the perfect combination of brains and booty. While I'm gaining knowledge, you're losing your pump. Like Mrs. Possum serving shots and dishing out lumps. Cindy's dreaming she's important. Well, somebody should wake her. This gold-digging trophy wife's the royal baby maker. Fear the nerdy, wordy princess, because I'm throwing more shade in the willow tree growing on your dead mother's grave. Your tale is old as time, sets us back 50 years. Do your chores, clean the floors till a man disappears. You're shallow and obsessed with looks and how you're dressed. You want to live like Gaston?
This is amazing, too. But what I have to say is I like the first one most. It's the best. Gloria, which side would you take? Snow White or Elsa? I'm more of an Elsa girl. She is just a role model.
I love them both. I can't really decide. How about you? The one that are listening now, comment down below which one you prefer. We would love to hear from you.
So I guess that's it for Great Tip now. We hope you enjoy it, and remember to tune in next week for more. Bye.
Bye.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet.
Hey guys, welcome to today's Muse Study, which is mainly about song's lyrics and explain some words, phrases, and sentences. In this way, I hope you guys will have a deeper understanding of this song and put what you've learned into your daily life. And today, the song I'm going to recommend you is Thinking Out Loud by English singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran. It entered the UK singles chart at number 26. And next, let's start learning it. First of all, let's look at the title. You'll find it interesting that it reads Thinking Out Loud. Maybe some of you will say, I know there's a speaking out loud, shouting out loud, but I never know thinking can also be out loud. Well, thinking out loud here means, besides thinking, you are also saying, and you are expressing your feelings. And it can also be called speak to oneself. I can't sweep you off your feet. Sweep somebody off means you make somebody having a crush on you. Here's an example. He was certainly not a man to sweep a young girl off her feet. Which means that young girls don't fall for him. They don't have a crush on him. Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? When we first came to this sentence, we'll be amazed. And we were like, what, your eyes can smile and then from your cheek? And of course no. It's a metaphor. The meaning is there is a smile in your eyes, simply. Baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. Here, fall as hard means my heart will still fall for you firmly. Take me into your loving arms. Take somebody into something means persuade somebody into doing something. But here it means pull somebody into something. Place your head on my beating heart. Place something on something. Here, place is a verb and means put something on something. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowd don't remember my name. Here, using some sociological feature shows a procedure of a human being getting old. And the crowds don't remember my name shows that as time goes by, the old time has passed quickly. In general, this is such a loving song with easy understanding lyrics. Hope you guys have gained some useful stuff. And now I think it's the end of the Muse Study. I'm Joey, see you next time, bye!
Just keep on making the same mistake, hoping that you'll understand. The baby now, take me into your loving heart.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Radio CUC's C Countdown. I'm Will, and I'm going to lead you through today's classic and classical. The song that I'll be introducing to everyone is called Yesterday by the Beatles. This song is from the album Help, but McCartney is the only member of the Beatles to appear on the recording. And the final recording was so different from the other songs in the album that this song was almost made as a single. According to the Beatles, McCartney composed the entire melody in a dream one night. Upon waking, he rushed to a piano to play it as he feared that he might forget it. During the making of the melody, McCartney thought that he plagiarized it because he was visiting a lot of music studios at the time. From the lyrics, yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. You can tell that the song is about a breaking of a relationship. However, in the beginning, the song was set as scrambled eggs. Could you imagine? Scrambled eggs. Oh, my baby, how I loved your legs. This song is so popular that it has more than 2,200 cover versions, and is one of the most covered songs in the history of recorded music. Well, that's all for this week's Classic and Classical. I'm Will, and I'll see you all next week.
Welcome to today's Tidal Way. I'm Bentley.
I'm Hatchie.
First, let's talk about Jason Mraz. He was awarded as the best overseas artist of the year. The best news is he's going to have a tour to China. What a good thing for his fans. Recently, he attended QQ Music's Ceremony of the Year, in which he sang I'm Yours, Lucky, and I Won't Give Up with his friend Raining. Actually, he seldom shows up in Chinese awarding ceremony. Besides, Jason has received 6 Grammys since his debut. What's more, his hottest hit, I'm Yours, broke the record of the longest time of staying on America's Billboard. That's very impressive. And even more amazing, to celebrate his new album, Yes, he decided to set off Unplugged Tour. Let's wish him the best. Now, Hatchie.
Okay, the Universal band Blur admitted on Facebook that their new album will be released on 27th of April. And it is said that it's going to be their first album that's recorded in the studio after their 20-year-old album, Think Tank. Damon Albarn mentioned that this whole album was finished in Hong Kong, which meant there's no enough amount of device. So it feels like that he had gone back to their old days.
What's the name of this new album?
The Magic Whip. It's translated into Chinese on the cover of the album. And in Chinese, we call it Mo Bian.
Yeah. Now, news from Taylor Swift. Though she was called as unlucky in love, recently she still had a crush on Scottish DJ Calvin Harris.
They met each other for the first time at an AMA party. A man who knows some details told us that as they met, they stayed together and fell in love with each other. Unfortunately, Calvin broke up with her supermodel girlfriend, Arika Wolf, soon after their encounter.
Love at first sight.
Yes, Ben. Calvin is a good DJ, isn't he?
Right. I love his We Found Love, Sad, Summer, and Sweet Nothing. Those were some top hits in history. He was very talented.
Absolutely. Let's move on to Grammy. Male Adele Sam Smith had become the final winner of the 57th Grammy, as he received Best Pop Vocal Album, Best New Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, and Record of the Year.
He deserves it. He writes and sings with his soul and no money on his mind. Okay, here comes the bad news. Katy Perry has been to Grammy for 7 years but received no award. Similarly, Sia and Iggy were both nominated for 4 times this year but received no award. What a shame.
Wish them the best. Now that's all for this week's Tideway. See ya.
See ya. Okay, my dear audiences, that's all for this week's C Countdown. I hope you enjoyed it. Every Tuesday night at FM 89.3, a music feast is waiting for you. I'm Will, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Hello, I'm Florian. This is Radio Susie English. You're listening to C Countdown. Tomorrow, Dream TV Emily will bring you the University of Edinburgh at 7 p.m. FM 89.3. Have a good night. Goodbye.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。